Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Here are some words of encouragement when you're feeling down. So I'm going to break with the format of my usual affirmation recordings and just have a chat with you about something that I think is important. I have no script. I have no notes. I'm just going to be speaking from the heart. And my hope is that whatever comes out is going to be something that will be meaningful for you. So pull up a chair or just play this audio while you drive or take a walk. However you want to consume it, it doesn't matter. So I know a lot of folks don't have people in their lives who encourage them, who cheer them on, who offer support in various ways. Hopefully you do, but I know that many people simply don't have those voices around them. And if that's the case with you, or if you sometimes feel that way when you're feeling discouraged or when you're feeling down, then let me be your cheerleader. Let me offer you words of encouragement that you perhaps are not getting from other sources. I'm happy to do that for you. Why? Because I believe in you. I may not even know you personally, but I know that you have been through some challenges. Oftentimes, there's a lot on your plate. You have a lot of responsibilities. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed by all the things you have to do. And then a lot of those dreams that you have, those passions that you once thought you would like to pursue, either it feels like there's no time or you've just lost your passion for that. You feel discouraged. So I just want to let you know that you are not alone. Even though I'm pretty positive and I feel very blessed and I'm the positive affirmations guy, there have been many times in my life when I felt down and sad, discouraged, apathetic, and many other people do. But just because a lot of other people also experience that, it does not invalidate your feelings of discouragement, your feelings of frustration, and feeling like no one is there to support you. So I've been there, and I've done that. I certainly have had friends and colleagues over the years who did not think I had much of a chance at succeeding at the various things that I pursued. And I've had awesome people in my life who cheered me on and continue to do that to this day. So I know how important it is to hear those voices. Now, we shouldn't be relying on them. Our self-worth doesn't come from exterior sources. So part of my words of encouragement to you are reminding you that that sense of value does have to come from within. You have to know to your core that you are worthy, that you are valuable, that you're deserving of a fulfilling and happy life simply because you exist. You're here. You're conscious. You're a miracle of life. So you deserve to live to the fullest. So ideally, that sense should come from within. But I totally admit, it feels great when people compliment you. When you get recognized, you feel a sense of validation because someone appreciates what you do and they're encouraging you to do more of it. So let me be that voice for you. I think you're amazing. I think you're incredibly talented. And even if you haven't been able to devote the time and attention to those things that you're drawn to do, I can sense there's a gift there. There's a true talent and a vision and a determination that you have. So as time allows, please, by all means, pursue those things that are important to you. Because I know without a doubt that you can do this. You may be feeling down right now or at times, but just look at all the things you've accomplished. Look at all the hurdles you have overcome to get where you are now. That's really impressive. It's amazing. And I'm so proud of you for having done those things up to this point in your life. And you will continue to face and overcome any challenges that come up. And another thing that I know you're completely capable of is altering your mindset so that you begin looking more and more for the good. You begin recognizing opportunities. Every day you count your blessings and realize that this gift of life is just amazing and it's meant to be enjoyed. And you can slowly reframe the challenges that you have and slowly alter your circumstances where they start reflecting your inner world, a world of vision and purpose. But you have to see that and recognize it within yourself first. Affirm every day that you are worthy, that your goals are worth pursuing, and that it's just a matter of time for you to find those people that resonate with what you do. One of my favorite quotes comes from Reverend Run, one of the founding members of Run DMC, and he says, "I go where I'm celebrated, not where I'm tolerated." So don't try to win people over who aren't getting you, who aren't supporting you. Let them be. Wish them well. And seek out the people who do get you, who do resonate with you, and who will appreciate what you do and who you are. And that's really the work of self-development, is just being authentically who we are, accepting ourselves, and doing our best to connect with the people and spending more and more time with the people who support who we truly are. And you will find your tribe. You will find your place in the world. You will move through whatever challenges you're facing now, and you're going to come out so much better on the other side. So keep the faith. Stay positive. Because you truly are an amazing human being. I know this to my core. Even as I'm recording this, I can sense it. I feel the presence of greatness within you. So let it out. Live an authentic life. Pursue your dreams. Look for opportunities instead of just focusing on the obstacles. You can do this. You've already done it. If you really look back on your life, you've done some amazing things. Sometimes it's just easy to forget when you're going through a tough time. But you've done it before, you'll do it again, and there are some amazingly bright days ahead for you and me. Let's do it together. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps. In case you didn't know, I'm Bob Baker of BobBakerInspiration.com, also author of The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. I hope we can chat again soon. Have a great day, and so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.